I went to a singing week, folk school week in Mountain View 6 years ago, I think, first or 7 years ago, and had a fabulous week there. But no one else from here was with me, so I came back itching to sing more and find people to sing with. And in consecutive years, I guess Maria went with me, and then the following year,
I think Julie next.
The three of us went, and then finally Mim joined in, and we came home saying, this time we're really going to continue this. And so we began to have singing night at Mim's house every Thursday, and she cooks us fabulous food, and then we sing the rest of the evening. And gradually that developed into singing in front of people, and it's a slippery slope, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big step from singing for your own enjoyment, your own personal enjoyment. And then who was the first person who said, you know what, maybe there should be an audience in front of us?
It's probably Julie. Yeah.
Julie?
She's all about the audience.
Julie likes to invite everyone to participate, yeah, no matter where we sing or mm-hmm. what we're singing. Mm-hmm. She's our audience participation girl.
And so many of our songs dealt with cradle to the grave kind of lifespan issues. So our first place was hospice, and we didn't have too much of an audience, and some people asked that we stop, and others really loved it. So it was good and humbling, and it was a good start. That was after singing together maybe a year in Mim's living room. We came out of the living room that night. We're brave.
Did you sing before you went to Mountain View that first time?
I've always sung, you know, in the shower like everyone else.
With Joni Mitchell and...
Yes, yeah. Yes. All of us Jonies were in the shower. Joan Baez, you know, all the Jones. And I've always loved to sing, but I've always been very shy about singing in front of people.
So what was that initial, what's the inertia that gets you to Mountain View?
That's really an interesting question. I think it seemed safe, mm-hmm. and Jenny Hawker was the teacher, and she's this fabulous, amazing traditional singer, and I love her. And so the opportunity to sit with her all day, every day for 5 days was too much to pass up.
And how did that work? She would sing, and you'd sing along, or
yes,
she'd teach you a song.
It's an amazing thing. This folk school. I shouldn't be talking about it because more people will show up. But there were six of us in class, so we had this world class, amazing traditional singer, and five class members, and we sat in a little circle and put our heads together, and she taught us song after song, and we worked on harmonies, and she gave us lots of permission. She said, on the first day, everyone was nervous, and she said, don't worry, because we're not going to sing pretty, we're going to sing good. Mm. And it was pretty transformative for me.
It's like having, you know, you and five friends with Baryshnikov.
Yes.
And you're
going to
start ballet.
Exactly. Yes. It was like
exactly
that.
Now, Mim, you were the fourth of the four to come together with, yes, Sugar on the Floor. Did you sing before your three comrades got to you?
Yes, but I sang in my shower. same experience. Sat in the stairwells at college and sang Joni Mitchell and plunked on the guitar and enjoyed it, sang in the choir when I was growing up, and always liked it, but like Joni, was always a little timid about doing it where people could hear, except for like my dad, who would say, I'll play the ukulele and you sing 5'2". Okay.
When you look at the list of places that you have sung, you mentioned the hospice was the first, but first on that list is bathrooms.
Yes. We love singing in bathrooms. It's the best acoustics ever. And we probably freak a lot of people out because they're going to the bathroom and all of a sudden someone's singing four-part harmony around them. It's like, oh, God.
But some people join in.
Some people do.
I mean, is there a list of bathrooms that you have sung in across Northwood? Walton Arts Center? Or?
Botanical Gardens is perfect. That's a beautiful place.
It's a lovely bathroom for singing. Spacious.
Town Center isn't too bad. The tunnel on the bike trail is wonderful acoustics.
The song selection on the CD is wonderful. One of my favorite songs is See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, by Lemon Jefferson. How did you, what do you have, more than a dozen songs About 15. Yes. How'd you pick and choose? By committee?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
I think I blocked it out. I don't want to remember it.
There are so many songs that we love. So choosing which ones to include is always kind of agonizing. And as you work on the CD, of course, we're always learning new songs, and we had to cut it off somewhere. We started out with maybe a dozen, 11. And as we went through the process, we would be singing something together and say, this really has to be on the CD. So we would go in and record another song. Finally, we just drew the line because we couldn't keep adding. So there's no real connecting. This CD isn't, you know, we could have done a whole CD of our cowboy songs or a whole CD of lullabies or, you know, there's so many different kinds of music that we love. These are kind of randomly connected only by the fact that we
love them.
We're loving them at the moment that we made this movie.
And that brings us, say that actually the person who inspired us is Sarah Gray, our teacher, who was the teacher when all four of us went to folk school. And I think what we love about Sarah, there's so many things we love, but one thing is whenever she begins a song, she closes her eyes and commits fully to the song. And that's, she taught us to do that. So every song is an experience, and we take on the voice of all those generations of people who've sung them before us, and we'll continue to sing them.
Do you mind singing one song as we end this visit?
We would love
to. Of course.
We never say no to singing.
Okay. Join in if you'd like to, Kyle.
Oh, we don't want that.
And that's another thing with our CD release. It's also an opportunity for people to bring instruments and sing with us. So,
mm-hmm. Yes, bring your instrument.
We would love it. There will be performance, part jam.
Uh-huh. A hoot nanny.
Exactly.
Yes.
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 And a hoot.
Well, we'll set up the mics here.
Great.
Every time I feel this way, this old familiar sinking, I will lay my troubles down by the water where the river will never run dry.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted. I'm gonna let myself be lifted. I'm gonna let myself be lifted. By and by I will lay my troubles down by the water where the river will never run dry. It's been said, and I do believe that as you ask, so shall you receive. So take from me these troubles, bring me sweet release where the river will never run dry.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted. By and by I will lay my troubles down by the water where the river will never run dry. There is a river in this heart of hearts with a knowingness of my highest good. I am willing, I will do my part where the river will never run dry.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let myself be lifted.
By and by. This river will never run dry.
That was fantastic. On behalf of everyone who's having a bad day when they heard this, not that I was, but people, I mean, you can't still have a bad day.
No, exactly. You can't.
Yeah. CD release party. Performance Jam Hootenanny is September 30th. It's at the McKee Architectural Building, which is on Center Street. Thank you all so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.